Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Pei. Daf Pei, and we are on Ayin Tesma Beis. We were just speaking about, again, going from one Rishus to another Rishus with the opposite Rishus in the middle. Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Yachad in the middle, to Rishus Yachad, Rishus Rabbim in the middle. The last two we just discussed was, what about if I'm in Rishus Rabbim, I throw something up and it comes down and it went above 10 Tfachim. Ten Tfachim, therefore it is in Makom Tur, and it comes back. And in that way, I count the distance that it traveled in the Makom Tur. And that's different than from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. I only count the distance within Rishus HaRabim to add up to the four Amos, a Maver Dalet Amos. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference? And the answer is, because if the item would fall down, would it be within the Rishus HaRabim? So if it would be in the Rishus HaRabim, I just throw it up and it falls down, then I could still count that distance. But if it's in the Rishus HaYachid, so then you're not going to count that distance. Okay, so that was the last point that we made. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Zarak, that's what we're up to, about six lines up from the bottom, Ayin Tesma Beis. Tani b'shem Rabbi Yehuda. Zarak arba amos b'Rishus HaRabim. Chayiv, add in a word, shtayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I throw something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and it travels four amos in Rishus HaRabim, so I did Hotza'a from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machadesh, the second it goes into Rishus HaRabim, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, Kluta Kabishon Chadamya, like it's as if it rested, but then it went four amos in Rishus HaRabim. So I've done Hotza'a and Ma'avir. Hotzah, I went from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, and then it's Kilu, it stopped, and it got up again, and it started again, and went four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Says Rabbi Yehuda says, you're Chayiv two. Right? So Arba Amos, Rishus HaRabim, Chayiv, you're Chayiv Shtayim. If they add that in again, cause of Kluta Kabisha Huncha, and we see the Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, Sir Lake Rabbi Akiva, the Kluta Kabisha Huncha Dami, Umiyachi Gil, Rishus HaRabim, Havi Kamosha Huncha, Ukamisha Chazra Vene'ekra, Venacha Lesov Dalad. So you did two. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda avad arba amos b'rishus HaRabim milacha bifnei atzma. Yehuda seems to make ma'avir a milacha bifnei atzma. After Yechayev 2. Yechayev 2. Why would he be Chayev 2? Remember, if I do two kotzers in one halam, I'm only Chayev 1 carbon. If I do the same milacha, so says the Gemara, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says you're Chayev 2 in this case, again, according to the girsa that we're changing it to, so that shows that he has ma'avir as a separate av. A separate av. The Gemara, the Bavli and the Rishonim, the Ritva and the Rashba wonder why the Bavli does not suggest this. The Bavli says, the Bavli quotes this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda also at Tzadi Vav in Shabbos. And the Bavli says, you know what? It must be because Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Atolda B'makam Av. Right? Usually we thought, we had earlier, that if you do an Av and it's Tolda, let's say you do, I don't know, Zaria and Mashkemayim Lizraim. I plant the seed and I water the grass. In the same halam, that's the av, is the zriya, and the watering, let's assume it's a tolda. So I'm chayev one. An av and it's tolda, you're chayev one. But Rabbi Yehuda must hold, you're chayev two, because he has the av of hotzah and the tolda of mavir. So the Rishonim there, the Ritva, the Rashba, note, well, the Rishalmi has a different shot of Rabbi Yehuda. Not that you're chayev atolda b'makam av, but this is a different av. This is a different av. The Bavli doesn't say that. The Bavli does not take that possibility into account. Ritva, Shabbos, Tzadi, Zion. This is Tzadi, Zion, Amabes. Yes, Tzadi, Zion, Amabes. V'kashali. It says, Lama, lo yechayev shtayim, tabi Yerushalmi amrinan, tahavar, ar Yerushalmi, tahavara, birshus harabim, arba amas, bachab, 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 veina told dosa. Yesh lomar, says the Ritva, to Gemara Dilan, pahapliga Yerushalmi. The Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. Ma'avir is not a separate av. Even within Rabbi Yehuda, the Ilo Yerushalmi Sover Sham the Ha'avara. Well, he quotes the line that we didn't get up to yet. Be Tofer Yerios Slamanosavi Malachem Bnei Atzma. V'Yavagad the Vishilu Avos Rabbi Yehuda. Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it's more than, you know, you have to add on another Av. He's got to take some out. Avu Gemara Dilan Savri Dafilo Rabbi Yehuda Lo Gamar Lebi Tofer Yerios Lo Ben Argim Lo Olam Yehuda Nami Zrikas Arba Amos Rishon Rabbi Gemara Gimilo Tevi Tolda to Hotza. So Machlok is Bavli and Yerushalmi. What is the Svara? Why Rabbi Yehuda, who says if I throw something from my backyard into the street and it travels four amos into the street. So number one, he holds Kluta Kmishon Chadamya. And therefore it's as if it rested the second it crossed into the street, and then it's as if it continued and went four amos. So you have two things, Hotza and Havara. You have two. Why you have two? What do you mean? It's the same, it's like the same halacha. Either Yerushalmi, it's not the same halacha. Mavra and Hotza are different. or Ma'avir is a the Bavli holds Ma'avir is a Tolda of Hotzah, and Rabbi Yehuda must told that you're Chayef a Tolda b'makom of you're Chayef too. Another way to see it, a third way, could be that, again, this is not what the Yerushalmi says, but another shot of the Bavli, I mean, the Bavli says Tolda b'makom av, but the way that the Baal Amor says it, the Baal Amor, we mentioned this Baal Amor earlier, Lamed Vav Mabez of the Dafi Arif, the Baal Amor says, well, maybe Ma'avir, in a certain sense, is kind of like Hotzah. Because after all, I read his Lashon, Kol Dalet Amos Mershus Arabim Gemara Gimirila, the Kulhu, great, let me tell Halach Moshe B'Sinai, the Kulu Toldos Yerushas Yachal Yerushas Rabbeinu Nidu. It's a, he calls it a Tolda. He can't argue with the Gemara. It's a Tolda. But now he says, a Tolda has to be Dumya Da'av. So how is this a Dumya Da'av? Right? Mavir Dalet, they're both carrying. But what's carrying across a Rishus and what's carrying within a Rishus? So how is that similar to the Av? Ah, that's the gorgeous idea of the Baal Amor. Lefisha Dalet Amos Shel Adam Bechol Makom Konoslo. That's a Darabanan. But that must, he must understand that Kinyan Dalet Amos, which is a Drabanan, reflects a D'oraisa reality. That reality is Dalet Amos around me is my Rishus. The Drabanan created Kinyan Dalet Amos. But the reality is D'oraisa. Ukirshuso Damien. Ukshemotzi Chutzalahen. Bizorek o Bemavir Kemoti Mirushus Yachal, which is Rabban Dami. Wow. Right? And Ma'avir, he's explaining the Bavli. It's like, how can you say this is a Tolda? But this must be what he's bothered by. A Tolda and Av have to have some affinity. And here, the Av is going from place A to place B, two different places. And here, this is within the same place. You're just moving within. No, it's like a Hotzah. It's like a Hotzah, Mirshus, Lirshus. That's the beautiful lumdis of the Baal Amor. Lamed Vav Meis Daf Arif to explain that line in the Bavli. But again, Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi, what is the Svara? So right here, very important Yerushalmi line. Ma'avir is a separate Av. Says the Gemara, okay, if it's a separate Av, why isn't it in the Mishnah? Al Daiti Rabbi Yehuda, Arboi Malachas, Eden Medisnin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's 40 Malachas. So why don't you have the 40th in the Mishnah earlier? Because the Mishnah only lists off things that there's no Machlokas about, that everybody's moded to. The 39 there, everybody's moded to. So it didn't put in Ma'avir, because the non-Rabbi Yehuda Shitas would hold that it's not a separate Av. Good. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yoshi, Abishay, Rabbi Yochanan, Mitofre Yerios, Lamad Rabbi Yehuda. Where did Rabbi Yehuda learn Ma'avir? Where was Ma'avir in the Mishkan? If you're saying that Ma'avir is an Av, Ma'avir Dalet Amos, so where was that in the Mishkan? So he says he learns it out from those who sewed the curtains. Remember, sewed the curtains. Remember we discussed a few days ago, last week, Machlokas, Rav Haigon, and everybody else. Do you learn it out from Binyan HaMishkan or Avodas HaMishkan? Right, and most we showed him hold Binyan HaMishkan. So this is like it. Where they sew in the Mishkan when they made the curtains in the first place. Bitofer Yerios Lamed Rabbi Yehuda. Shahare, why they do? Tofer Yerios Mizarkin es Hamachta Neila Leelu. They were sitting. The weavers were sitting. I don't know. The Gemara assumes here Dalet Amos from each other, and they used to share needles. So they said, here, can I borrow your needle? And they used to throw it to each other and catch it very carefully. But used to throw their needles to each other. So there you see the Ma'avir, because one, right, there's Ma'avir Dalet Amos from one to the other. They were sitting in the desert, which was Dalet, which was Rabim. Says the Gemara, really? V'lav Karbalasi? They had Rishis Rabim in between them? They must have been sitting, the Gemara assumes, on the side of the road. And if they're sitting on the side of the road, between them was probably Karmelis. So it wasn't the area where the Rabim goes. So that's not a good makar for an Av in the Mishkan. Answer, no. Amar Rav Chinina, Benatzadayim Mizarkin. Even if they were sitting on the side, but they didn't throw it in the private Rishos. Maybe there were people walking there. They threw it on the side of the street. And therefore, they threw it in the Rishos Rabim. On the side of the Rishos Rabim, and therefore, that is the makar for Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, the Rabbanan who say that it's not an Av, would they argue on the Metzius? Would they argue that it wasn't in the Mishkan? Or, as we just saw for the Baal Amor, that's not enough to be a separate category in the Mishkan. It's a Tolda. Was this in the Mishkan? Usually a Tolda is not in the Mishkan. Okay, but you got to work it out. Okay, here we go. Vayter. Ketzad, Halacha Beis. The next mission says Ketzad. Remember we had on yesterday's Daf. Ketzad. Is there a Ketzad here? Remember we had a Machlokas on the top of Ayin Tesema Beis. Whether there should be a Ketzad or not, it was Machlokas Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer and Elazar. Whether Rabbi Akiva Shita is even if it goes above 10 Amos, 10 Tzvachim. Right, if it goes 10 tefachim. So that was a machlok that is only if it's below 10 tefachim, and therefore there's no ketzad. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, Rabbi Elazar shita, Rabbi Akiva shita, is even if it's above 10 tefachim, and therefore there should be a ketzad, because that's what our Mishnah talks about here, above 10 tefachim. So says the Mishnah, ketzad, shnei guzuz tero, zu keneged zu. You have two balconies, two porches. Zu keneged zu, birushas harabim. If you have two porches across the street from each other, and you have birushas harabim in the middle, hamoshin vazorg mizula zu pater. So if you motion, if you stretch or you throw from one to the other pater, because as we'll see, that was not done in the Mishkan. They didn't throw things in the Mishkan from rishus hayachad to rishus hayachid, meaning the wagons. From wagon to wagon, they didn't throw things with the street in the middle, like a cross, widthwise. So that's why you're putter. Hayushneim bidaiti achas. But if they're both on the same side, so that's how it was done in the Mishkan, with the wagon one in front of the other. Hamoshin chayav azorik putter. Moshit, stretching it from one to the other, the boards, chayav, because that's what was done in the Mishkan. Vahazorik putter. Vahazorik is going to be in the Siddur Rabbanan, according to what our Gersa is. Zorik putter, because that's not what was done in the Mishkan. Shekach haisa avodas halavim. Because this was the work that the Leviim did. The Leviim did the work of loading up the wagons and traveling in the Mishkan, as the Mishnah describes. Shnei agalos zu achar zu, birushus harabim moshit and tzakash mizula zu avalos arkin. They had the wagons one after another in the Mishkan, in the desert. They used to stretch the crush from one to the other, but they wouldn't throw it. They wouldn't throw it. The Meiri on this Mishnah in Shabbos says they're doing the same thing. Right? Whether they're on the same side of the street or on two sides of the street, why should that make such a difference? They're doing hoshata from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaYachid with Rishas Rabbah in the middle. So just because this is the way they did in the Mishkan, one in front of the other, and that's why it's going to be chayev, and if it's a cross, it's going to be putter, isn't it? You have to learn such specifics from the Mishkan? Right? Usually you don't learn such specifics. The Yeshoal and ask the Meiri, Lama lo darshu Ba'achirman is karmima. I'm sorry, wrong one. The yesh darsh. Where am I? Paper fell out. Here. Let me just find it. Sadik, Sadi Zion. Where is this lashon? Says the Miri. Here, the yesh olin. Ma inyan shenedaktig be'eza dera chaisa ha'hushata. Umikom makom ha'hushata chaisa sham. Would it be so limiting? Right, yeah, they carried beans, so only beans, right? They did hoshata this way or that way. Yire. Sheme acher, sheme nadin hayolana liftar, acher shulamala me'asara. Says the Miri, the whole thing here is a chiddush gadol, because you're going through a makum tour. Remember the wagons we said in yesterday's shir had walls that were tetzvachim high. So when they passed above those walls, they were going through makum tour. So really, you should say it's all putter. You're going through a makum, you're not going from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. You go from Shizu Yachin to Shizu Yachin down to Makam Tur. So it's the Mala. The Einonu Machayiv in Elamit Satcha Hayu B'Mishkan. The only reason that we're saying your Chayiv is because this is what was under the Mishkan. Really, it shouldn't be a Malacha. But because it was under the Mishkan, we're going to say you can't do it on Shabbos. Dayenu in Machayiv in Oso Ala Derech Shayiv B'Mishkan. Because the whole thing is a Chiddush, we're only going to be Machayiv it what was under the Mishkan, as the principle goes, Ein Lachaba El Chidusho. Right? If you're saying a Chiddush, you're going to limit the Chiddush. V'yim Tomar Lapacho Mitab Shnaim Shasa'uhu. Alright, so why do you say shnayim sha'asa'uhu? Two people, remember we said in the last Mishnah, the previous parak, when two people do a malacha, they're going to be patur. And here, two people doing a malacha, one's on one side, one's on the other side. What's the answer? No, this is the normal way to do a shata, with two different people. Ho, v'derech ha-malacha b'kach, she'yef shalo shata, b'lo shnayim chayavim. V'kachu b'Yerushalmi, we didn't get there yet. Yerushalmi's going to say later on today, b'feirish, but that's the Meiri, there in Shabbos daf on this Mishnah, beginning of the 11th parak. So says that's the Meiri's part. So again, you can't be Mosif on the Chiddush. You can't extend the Chiddush because, as we know, you can't be learned from a Chiddush, be Chiddush lo gamrinon, and also you can't be Mosif on a Chiddush. In lecha ba'ela chidusha. This was the avoda of the Leviim of the carrying. We know later on the Leviim's avoda changed. Right? In the Midbar, the Leviim's job was schlepping and putting things away. And the Nisiyas HaMishkan. But later on, the Leviim had two jobs. Mishorim and Mishoarim. Right? The singers and the gatekeepers. And one cannot, you can't mix and match. The Gemara says, if you're labeled as one and you switch, on that day, you know, then Chai Misa. But that's a mitzvah daraisa, by the way. The avodas halavim, chinuch, mitzvah shin, tzadi, dalad, parshas korach, lios halavim, ovde bemigdash. Again, we're talking about in our Mishnah, their avoda before there was, right beforehand. But this is the Mishkan. Lios halavim, ovde bemigdash, lios shoarim, umishoarim, bechol yom ala karban, the gates and the singers. Shneamar v'yavod alevi hu as avodas ol moed v'lo shesefi shu me'adiyav years rotsi yavod v'basa lo yavod tamalor v'avod alevi hu al karcho, he has to work mishar shi mitzvah, it's kavod Hashem to be able to have the same avodim every day. And then he talks about right, levim have different rules than kohanim. A levi is never nifsal b'shanim, right? He'd be old, right? A kohen forced retirement at a certain age. Right, Leviim ain't a Levi nifsal avoda b'shanim below b'mumin ella b'kilkol hakol. He doesn't sing nicely. Kegon hazakenim shemiskal kolam leizikna. V'zeo shenemar b'tor ben chamishim shana yashu mitzvah havoda. Ainu ella b'zman shayu nosim ha'mishkam imakol makom. V'afilu be'es hazikna shemiskal kolo ainu nifsal l'shmiras ha'mikdash u'l'hakaf ha'zglasos. You could switch from being a mishorer to be a mishoer, but that's eventually, but not on a specific day when you have your job. You're not allowed to. Now let us switch. But again, there's a lot more there. We'll see if there's time at the end to go more into the Minchas Chinuch comments. But now we continue. Says the Gemara, second half of the Mishnah. Chol yasah bar vasela. Let's say I have a pit. I dug a pit. And on the side of the pit now are the piles of dirt that I took out. Vahasela, or a rock. A separate case, a rock. Shein gavo anasar v'rachav anarba. What if you have a rock that's four tefachim wide and ten tefachim high? So as we know, that's Rosh Hashanah on top of it. Or if you have a pile of dirt. Right, if you have a 10 tefachim, if it's 4 tefachim wide on top and 10 tefachim high, the Bavli says, even if you count the wall of the pit and the dirt, if it all continues at a 10 tefachim, that's also considered Rosh Hashanah on top. The Rishabi here is going to see a different shot, a different chiddush, as we'll see. But in all those cases, what's on top is called Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, Hanoto Mehen, Manosin Al Gaban, Chayiv, Rosh Hashanah Rabim on top of there, or the opposite is Chayiv, Pachos Mikan Pater. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, that's a Carmelis, and therefore you're going to be Pater, Isser Jerabana, period. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar. First case of the Mishnah. Remember what the Mishnah say? If you have two balconies on opposite sides of the street, one to the other, Pater, because that's not how it was done in the Mishkan. Rav Amar, let's got Pater al Mutter. Rav says, it shouldn't be said, but not Pater, meaning just Jerabana, it's Mutter. I'll die to Rav, Lamala Miasar Mutter, because Rav holds above 10 Tfachim, his Makam Tur. So what are you doing? You're going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid with a Makam Tur in the middle. That's okay. That's Mutter. I'll die to Shmuel, Lamala Miasar Usser. But Shmuel would hold, no. Shmuel says, take the Mishnah at face value. Pater, it's Usser. Why? We had it yesterday's daf all sober. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says, Xerah Drabanan. You can't go above from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Yachid above because Xerah, you might come to do it below. If you're allowed to pass from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Yachid above 10 Tfachim, you might not be so careful. And therefore, Gazru Chachamim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Atu Ma'avir Lomata Me'asara. Or Inami, Zamanafil. Maybe you're going to be passing and it's going to fall down. What do you do? You can pick it up and walk to Al-Amas. So that's why Shmuel is Gozer Midrabana. Fine. Rabbi Ila, B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Now we're saying, what about the second case of the Mishnah? When it says that if they're on the same side, you're chayiv, right? A wagon behind the wagon on the same side of the street, you're chayiv going from one to another. V'hu shetei Rosh Hashanah Rabbi makafaso mikol tzad. Rish Lakish has another chiddush, another limit, right? You have to have exactly W de Mishkan, like what the Meiri said. The whole thing is a huge chiddush because you're going through a makom tur. So Rish Lakish adds a wrinkle to say you're only chayiv if it's on the same side of the street as the Mishnah said, and there's Rosh Hashanah Rabbi all around your balcony. But that's how it was in the desert. The wagon was surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if you have, according to Rish Lakish, if you have a balcony that is tzamud, that's right next to the house, you're not chayef for that balcony. It has to be a balcony that's sticking out away from the house so that it's surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because Rish Lakish says it has to be exactly Dumya the Mishkan. Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, makafasu mikol tzad. It's got to be exactly as it was. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu miruch achas. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even only one side, even if you only have one side street, like we would have thought, a balcony, only one side is the street, the side facing out, that's enough to be Dumya de Mishkan, and therefore you're going to be chayav from one to the other. Says the Gemara, Min Ilein Agalos? From these Agalos? But what do you mean? We're asking God Rabbi Yochanan. But the Agalos weren't like that. The Agalos were surrounded on all four sides. So shouldn't you have to learn exactly what the agalos, that it was surrounded? Answer, no. The agalos lav lamala mi asara inun. Were the agalos above 10? It's a makom ptur. What's surrounding the balconies? What was surrounding the agalos? It was above 10 tefachim from the ground anyway. So it was makom ptur anyway. Above the walls of the sides of the agalos. So don't ask me so many kashas. You're saying, oh, it was surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Rabim? No, it wasn't. It was surrounded by makom ptur. And therefore, don't say, oh, it has to be surrounded. I'll give you one. You know, one side. Because really, right, none of it, when you take it above those 10 tefach walls, really, it didn't have Rosh Hashanah Rabim anywhere. That's what the Karban Eda says. It must be that, you know, there's no raya from there that you would have to need Rosh Hashanah Rabim going around it. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Maisha. Another limit. We're saying, oh, limit has to be surrounded by Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Another limit. Maybe it has to be done only by two people. If you're moshit, let's say you're very strong or you're very capable, and you're moshit from one balcony to the other balcony all by yourself, says Rav Maisha, you're not going to be chayif. Only two. Right? Because that's how Hashanah was done in the Mishkan. So it was only, we're just expanding what the Mishnah says. Only if it's on the same side. Only if it's surrounded by all four or one. And also only two people. But says the Gemara, that's strange. Right? Usually, if two people do a malacha, it's more kal. Right? We had in the previous parak. Two people do a malacha, that's called unusual, and therefore you're going to be pater. And here, two people do it, you're chayav, and one person that does it, you're pater? Says the Gemara, yeah, but that's the point, because here, this is what's normal. Shan yehi, shekachai, is over this Levim, all moed. This is what Levim did. Levim did it, carry two at a time. Two did hoshata. I don't know, if I would ask, let's say the normal way to carry a couch is by two people. Let's say you have somebody who's Atlas, somebody who's Superman, and he carries a couch on Shabbos. Is that going to be Daraisa Darabanan? Right? Just like we say, if two people carry a couch, but usually it's normal for one person to carry it, so then it's going to be unusual. So what if you have, like here? Here, if one person did the Hoshata, you're going to be Pater, because it's not doing the Mishkan. So that is the Gemara, though, at least this is two and one. The Bavli does not mention this limit of only two. Bavli does not mention this limit of that going so far. The Gemara continues. Ma'haisa avodas halavim ba'omoid. What was the avodas halavim? What did they do? Explaining again. Shtei agalos zu achar zu bereshus harabim. They had the wagons one after another. Moshitin as hakrashim yizulazu avalos arkin. They used to hand and stretch the krashim from one to the other, one behind, one in front. Avalos arkin. They wouldn't throw. Why wouldn't they throw? So you might say they're very heavy. So Rashi says in Shabbos they're very heavy. So the Gemara here gives a different reason, and the Karban Eda says, not because they're very heavy. Right? So why, different reason here, why Tani bar kapara shalo linhog bikrushim bizayon. So that they didn't want to be mavaza. It's like you throw it. Right? Like they talk about throwing bread. Right? Bizui ochlin, but bizui krushim. You don't want to be mavaza krushim, and therefore you want to treat them with, proper respect. What status did the krushim have in halacha? What status did the krushim have? So, we know that there are two statuses in halacha. There's tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. Tashmishei mitzvah, anything that I use to perform a mitzvah. Shofar, lulav, sukkah, any of those are tashmishei mitzvah. Tzitzis, right? All of the tashmishei mitzvah, and halacha is tashmishei mitzvah, after you finish doing the mitzvah, nizrakin. They can be thrown out. Again, disposed of properly, but they're not what we call geniza. Tashmishei mitzvah. Tashmishei kedusha is nignazin. You have to put it away. You have to bury it, what we call Shemus, Geniza. So that, as we know, is anything connected to the Ksav of Torah. Anything connected to the Ksav of Torah. A mezuzah box, a tefillin box, anything that's connected. But anything that's not, if it's too distant, the post can talk about, what about the bima cover? Right? The bima cover. Does that service... Again, the Atze Chaim hold the cloth of Torah. So the Atze Chaim, let's say you would separate, that's okay, that'd have to be buried, L'chora. That's a Tashmish de Kedusha. The cloth obviously is Kedusha. Anything that services, what about an Aron Kodesh? Right? The Atze Chaim, are they inherit Kedusha and then the the aron touches the atzei chayim. The aron might not touch the cloth, but the cover of the Torah. What about the bima cover? Is that called tashmish detashmish? It's a service of a service. So it's one step removed. It wouldn't have that status. So what about one of the boards that surround the Mishkan? That inside there's the aron. Inside is the aron, but this is seems to be separate. But either way, even a tashmishi mitzvah, you know, we can't treat it bibizayin. So that's why they didn't throw it. They didn't throw it. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yochanan now a chiddush gadol. A chiddush again is quoted, also discussed in the Bavli. Fascinating chiddush. And the Rabbah paskens this way, as we'll see. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Remember we're talking about in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about the second half of the Mishnah. You have a rock. The Mishnah said if you have a rock that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's Rishus HaYochan on top. Good. Then the Mishnah also said if you have a pile of dirt that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. So Rabbi Yochanan implicitly is bothered, why would the Mishnah give us two cases of the same exact thing? The dirt and the rock is the same thing. It must be the dirt is telling us an added chiddush. It must be amazing. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'omed v'hachalal mitztarfin barba. What happens if your pile of dirt is not 4 tvachim wide? Okay, that's not Rishus HaYochan. That's the whole point. It has to be 4 tvachim wide. No. What if it's 2 tvachim wide and the width of the pit is 2 tvachim wide? They could combine and make the top of the dirt considered a Rishus HaYochan, 4 tvachim. You could count the width, the surface area on top of the pile of dirt and the pit next to it. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omed v'hachalal mitstarfin ba'arba. As long as the surface area top of the dirt is wider, let's say, to get four, let's say it's 2.5 and 1.5. The dirt on top has to be in the majority. It has to be in the majority more than the space of the pit, but they can combine. Reb Zeira even asked, Achi omid shemakan v'omid shekan rabba. Right? Reb Zeira says, do you have to have both sides? Let's say you have dirt on two sides. Do you have to have two sides? Each of them have to be wider than the area of the pit? From that question, the Gemara says, it must be Reb Zeira assumes the following. Amar Reb Yosa, pshita leila Reb Zeira, shein omi mitzadechan mitztarif. Right? It must be that you need dirt on both sides for Reb Zeira. For you to combine, again, we want to get a 4 tefach area to make it a Rishus HaYochan. So the top of the dirt is not 4 tefachim. So you can combine it with the area, the surface area of the pit itself. So we said the side, the top of the dirt has to be bigger than the surface area of the pit. But then Reb Zeira asked, do both sides have to be each bigger than the width there, the surface area of the dirt? So Gemara says, both. It must be there. Reb Zeira needs both sides of dirt. Why? Why would you need that? Because how are we making this a Rishus HaYochan? Right? One is much higher than the other one. Remember, it's 10 tefachim high. It must be because you can imagine putting a board across from one side to the other side. And that could be used. So we don't actually put a board. But maybe, says the Gemara, that's why Reb Zeira would require dirt piles on both sides. So Pshit Reb Zeira, Shein Omeid Mitzad Echad Mitzdarif. You can't say this whole Chiddush of Reb Yochanan unless you have both sides. Pshit Alei, and also Pleat Alei, switch the Gersa, Sheyehei Omeid Mitzad Echad Rabba. One side for sure has to be wider. The surface area top has to be wider than what's in the hole. And Reb Zeira's question is, Lo Tzurcha Dela, meaning Ella, Afilo Omeid Hasheni. The question is, does the second side also have to be wider than what's in the pit? That's Reb Zeira's question. And there's no answer to that question, but again, the Rambam paskins like this Reb Yochanan, right? So you think Rishus HaYochid has to be, you know, 10 tvachim on, 4 tvachim on top? This is a imaginary 4 tvachim on top. The Rambam in Perek Yudal in Hilchos Shabbos talks about the 4 Rishuyos that we spoke about in the last year, Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, and Makom Ptur. And he says, what's a Rishus HaRabim? He quotes what a Rishus HaRabim is. V'chulu. And then he says, "Vezer Rishus HaYochid, tel shegavo asar tvachim v'rachav arba tvachim." Right, a tel, a pile that's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. V'rachav arba tvachim v'rachav arba tvachim. Oh yes, sir. Okay. V'chein chritz or a pit, shehu amok asar v'rachav arba arba. Oh yes, sir. Okay. V'chein makom shehu mukaf arba mechitzos. You have an area that's surrounded by 4 walls. Gov on asara. The walls are 4 high. Ubeinehen arba al arba. Oh yes, sir. And between all of the area, you got 4. You got four. Afilu yesh bo kama milin. If hukaf ledira, it's going to be Rishus Yachin. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, or a version. I shouldn't say it's dafka. There's ways to understand the Rambam. Maybe you might say all the walls are not what's inside. I shouldn't say it's dafka, possibly like Rabbi Yochanan, but it could be a way. But this is the Rambam relates to it. Continuing. Holy sabar vasela shade gavod asur avrachman arba. Right, you have the dirt next to the hole and the rock. 4-10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide. Ma anan kaimin. What are we talking about here? In the gavod and asara, are we talking about 10 high, skip the next 8 words, ve'enan rechavin arba, if we're talking about a rock that's 10 tefachim high and not 4 tefachim wide, ve'enan rechavin arba, ha'dahi dam rav chizda b'shem rav isi, kanin nos b'rishus arabi b'gvo asara tefachim, mutu l'kan, bilvat shalo yachlif. If we're talking about 10 tefachim high, but if it's not 4 tefachim wide, then it's a makam tur. It's like you stick a pole, in the street, and you can put whatever you want on top of the pole. Right, because it's not 4x4, it's not a Rishus Yachid, and it's Makam Tur, so you can put things on top and take things off, as long as you don't go put one thing on and then take it off and go to the other side. Because that's a Nisid Rabbanan, it looks bad. So what is the Mishnah talking about 10 Tfachim high, 4 Tfachim wide, Ela Kianan Kaimin, what we must be talking about, again, switching the, taking out the next 2 words, Bi Rechavim Arba, Vilo Gavo Nasara. Must be, what are we talking about? The case of 4 wide and not 10 high. 4 wide and not 10 high. You know what? It's going to take a few minutes to explain. Let's stop here. We'll start again with this next time. We'll start by the 2 dots again. Ma'an and Kaimin. And then Mesher will pick up with this next time.